This is Passport to Texas. Before Parks and Wildlife starts projects on its nearly 50 wildlife management areas, they call this man.
My name is Chris Lentz, and I'm the Culture Resource Specialist for the Wildlife Division.
As an archaeologist, Chris ensures the agency complies with federal and state laws around preserving cultural resources.
Cultural resources constitute both the prehistoric Indian sites and historic sites up to 50 years of present, according to both federal and state laws.
Think ancient campsites, rock art, and Indian burial mounds. With more than 750,000 acres of public lands, Chris says there is plenty of history to protect and preserve.
And that's true. There's an awful lot of buried cultural resources that exist out there. And our goal is, before we develop projects on our wildlife management areas, is to go out and take a look and see what's out there. And if we can, we'll try to redesign projects to avoid impacts to cultural resources.
Whether Parks and Wildlife is building a structure or an oil and gas company requests access to lay new lines on public lands, Chris says protecting the past has value in the present.
The folks that made these artifacts at various times in the past, going back 11,000 years, are no longer with us. So the sites that they've left behind are finite. And our job is to identify which resources are the most important and save those for our future generations.
Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.